Welcome back to One Theme at a Time, your one theme only podcast of the WKU Modern Languages podcast series. Today is September 10th, 2006, and this is episode 8, the first episode of the new fall 2006 semester. I'm Melissa Stewart, professor of Spanish at the Department of Modern Languages, and I'm happy to be your host one more time. As always, this new episode of One Theme at a Time is archived in the WKU Modern Languages podcast series website at www.wku.edu/modernlanguages/podcast-series/. For our first episode of the semester, Stories of the Summer, we wanted to find out from some of our faculty what their most interesting summer experience was. Let's listen to their stories.
Hi, my name is Gary Negloff. I'm a French teacher here at Western, and I was going to tell you about something really interesting I did this past summer. I went to France, as I do about once a year, but from France I traveled to Romania, where I attended a conference in a little town called Sinaia, which was actually in the mountains of Transylvania, really close to Dracula's castle, which I visited and found very interesting. And this little town is, in the winter, is a ski resort. So you can imagine what it looked like, you know, little chalets all over, really very quaint little town, very friendly people. And the conference took place at a huge hotel that is about 100 years old, so very, very rich-looking hotel, I will say, very luxurious. You know, we had chandeliers in the bedrooms, things like that. It was really, you thought you were in a 19th century movie. The conference was about Francophone studies, so we were talking about literature, film, culture, language, translation, teaching methodology, all this having to do with French-speaking countries. There were about 300 people at the conference from probably close to 30 different countries in the world, in the whole world. There were people from Asia, there were people from Australia, certainly from Canada, the United States, lots of people from European countries. And the one thing everybody had in common, we all spoke French for the whole duration of the conference. And to be in Romania was interesting for a French speaker, because Romanian is one of the Romance languages, and it was interesting to go to the local restaurants and stores and talk to people and see if they understood French or if we could understand Romanian. And one thing I noticed was that people who were, let's say, 50 and older all spoke French. The younger generation, people 25 years old, were telling us that they don't learn French anymore in school. They all concentrate on English, which, you know, when you think of it, makes a lot of sense. We took a few trips. Two afternoons during the week we were there, we didn't have any sessions at the conference, so a bus took us away to a few, you know, neighboring towns, and we saw interesting architecture. I was very impressed with the churches, for instance, I saw. We went and visited a monastery, which was extremely interesting to me. I brought back a lot of pictures. We went to see a castle that was kind of different. It looked like almost like a fairy tale castle, but it was a little bit spooky. It was a little bit scary to walk around these different rooms. It was quite an experience. We saw bears, brown bears, like, 10 feet away from us, and they couldn't have cared less about us, but they were right there. We visited some very different restaurants. The food was copious, to say the least. Quite simple, but, you know, very, very good food and good wines and very friendly people who were very curious about what we were doing in that town. I can say that much. I bought some interesting arts and crafts local. they do pottery that I thought was very different too, because they use a really interesting kind of clay. It's a different color from the clay we know here. And I don't know, I just enjoyed talking to the local artisans and, artists too. I met a painter who had some huge paintings at an exhibit at the town hall. Unfortunately, his prices were much too high because he had two pieces that I particularly enjoyed but couldn't afford. There was also a casino, a former casino in that town I want to talk about. We had a reception one evening there with the mayor of the town, and it was really interesting to see such a luxurious place in a country that is rather poor, all things considered. We drove through some villages where, you could see people literally live in shags, and it's almost a cardboard building. The contrast was interesting, was pretty striking between the ski resort town and the villages surrounding the town, where people, will sell you tomatoes or anything from their garden because they are so desperate to make a little bit of money. So, but altogether, this was my first visit to Romania and certainly not my last one. I really liked what I saw. I really liked the people who were extremely welcoming, and I'm hoping to go back. I'll quickly say one more thing. After the trip to Romania, I went back to France and I spent 2, 3 days in Paris. And that was very enjoyable too, although I know Paris much better than I knew Romania. I've been going to Paris many, many, many times. This year I went to a few museums that I hadn't seen in a while, and it was quite an education. And after all this, I was also very happy to come back to the States. I have to say that it always feels good to go home after a long trip. And I thank you very much. Au revoir.
My name is Tim Straubel. I'm a German instructor here in the Modern Languages Department. And this summer I was involved with a KIS program that went to Munich, Germany. And it was a really nice experience. It was really fun to see how everything evolved with the World Cup and the different fans that were in Munich at that time, all the different nationalities coming and celebrating with their parades and fans, enjoying the atmosphere of the World Cup. The Germans also really got into the atmosphere of the World Cup and really had a good time celebrating and rooting on their team, and it was fun. Me, as a person being there, and also the students really enjoyed the environment because they got to see a different kind of German that was really active and really welcoming to strangers and outsiders and just having a good time. And even after the World Cup was over, that atmosphere remained, and the Germans were very outgoing and welcoming, and I really enjoyed being in that atmosphere this summer. Also, I really enjoyed being in Munich, walking around the city, going into the open plazas, seeing the street artists and the street musicians in the city, and just hearing these different kinds of music, seeing this different kind of art. It was really fun because in the United States we rarely get to see those kind of things here. So I really enjoyed doing that, and also just getting the opportunity to speak to the Germans. It was a lot of fun. I had a good time. I met a few new people, and I had a really good time eating and drinking with them and just having a good time. And I think the students also they learned a lot of German, of course, but they also made hopefully new advances in their just cultural knowledge of different peoples, because maybe they won't be German majors or minors, but they learned something that they didn't know before, either about themselves or about Germany. So that was really nice. I enjoyed that a lot.
I am Professor Inmaculada Pertusa, and I teach Spanish. This summer I went to Spain. I spent 2 months over there. I was with the KISS group in Segovia. I also visit my family in Albacete, and I have the chance to go to Salamanca for a congress, for a conference on literature. And also, I went to Barcelona, and I guess that's the part that I kind of enjoy the most. More than anything, not only because I love Barcelona, it's a great city, but also because I have the opportunity to interview a Catalan writer, Flavia Company, that I'm really fond of. She's a really prolific writer. She has more than 10 novels and few short stories collections. She also translates from Italian to Spanish, Catalan to Spanish, English to Spanish. So I have the opportunity to talk to her about her work. I visit her in the Barcelona Televisión. She also has a TV program, a very interesting TV program. It's too bad that it already finished. But in any case, she's a really nice person, very smart, and it was really good for me to be able to meet her since I'm working really close on her work.
I'm Gustavo Beso. I teach Spanish at Western Kentucky University, and I was during my summer 2006, I was in Mexico with a group of American teachers who actually teach Spanish here in Kentucky, and it was part of a grant. It's called the IEQ grant. So I was there with 10 American teachers. We went to Oaxaca for 2 weeks, and we stayed with each one of us. We stayed with a different family, Mexican families. And what really caught my attention, being a Latin person, it was the Mexican food. We back in Colombia, we had Mexican food, and everybody always thought that Mexican food was kind of spicy. Then I came to the States, and well, you actually don't have Mexican food; you have more Tex-Mex. But still, it's a little bit spicy compared to what they really have in Mexico, and to me, that was kind of surprising. I would say that was the only thing that surprised me as a Latin person. The rest of it, I mean, people being friendly, people everywhere talking to you, even if they don't know you. That I'm used to it. Maybe not some American people, but I'm used to it. And so, food was what it was really interesting to me. Noticing that it wasn't that spicy, and it was spicy, and that little children, they will eat that like it. Like it's an ice cream for you or me, and at the end, I think I got a little bit more used to spicy food now, because we went to a Thai restaurant, and I thought food wasn't that spicy, and some of my colleagues were saying, "Oh yeah, that's spicy." So that's it. I would say it's just about the food.
Well, as you can see, while all of our colleagues sharing their summer experiences with us today were working during their travels abroad, they still had time to appreciate the fact that they were living in a different culture and enjoy that experience. Speaking of which, let me share my own experience abroad this summer with you. I was directing the KISS program in Spain, and we had a wonderful opportunity to go to a number of really great concerts, but the one that really stands out for me was part of the celebration of the anniversary of Mozart's birth, and there were kind of commemorations of this throughout Europe, I believe. But in Segovia, there was a very unusual and unique concert that involved a group from Germany that has hooked up with two percussionists from Cuba. And they seem like an unlikely match, but what they do is they play Mozart compositions with a Caribbean beat. And it was just fabulous. The music was wonderful. You know, you'd start hearing something that you recognized, and then it would take on a whole different form and you know, beat. And lots of fun. The person who was the head of the group who spoke in German, and that was translated then, was very entertaining. One of our professors, who is a Cuban woman, was up on stage dancing by the end of it, so that just sticks out in my mind. It was an open-air venue and just a really fun concert, something really unusual and memorable. So that's all for today. We hope you've enjoyed Stories of the Summer, Episode 8 of One Theme at a Time. Please feel free to write us with your comments on this podcast. Our email address is modern.languages@wku.edu. This podcast has been produced by Immaculada Pertusa and Melissa Stewart, September 10th, 2006, all rights reserved, Department of Modern Languages at Western Kentucky University.